Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and well, we had these guys on last year, and they were inundated, so I'm glad to see they're back again this year from the Coast Guard Station Taos. Nick Poklemba joining us. How are you today, Nick?
Good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yeah, I remember talking to you guys last year, and you got this this food drive underway last year, and the response was overwhelming, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We had our first year last year, and we ended up receiving 3,800 cans in total.
3,800, and that your goal was, now you had something that you were going to do for what, each 100 cans or something? What was the mark that you were looking for last year?
Our mark last year was 500 cans, and we were going to do run, bike, or swim a mile for each can donated.
That's right.
So, I mean, we went over our mark by
3,300 cans. 3,300 cans. Wow. Well, the new event starts with tomorrow, does it?
It does. It starts tomorrow. Any cans donated, we've got a bunch of local retailers that are allowing us to put boxes. The Neiman's, the Family Fair, up in Oscoda, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Brew Crew here in town. The Cash Advance over in Oscoda. Walmart and the Sand Lake Bar.
Okay. Now, you mentioned cans. Is it just canned goods you're looking for?
Any non-perishables.
Non-perishables. Okay. And all they got to do is bring them on over there and drop them into one of the boxes.
Yeah. And we're also accepting them here at the station as well. If you donate any cans and bring them to the station, the station here will give you a tour around the facility as well.
Oh, very nice. That's special in itself right there. Now, what are the hours for the Coast Guard station? When can they come over there and drop them off?
When we were here. 24 hours 24 a day, 365 days out of the year. So, I mean...
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, now how long is the drive going to last?
All right, well, it's starting tomorrow, and it's running through till November 15th.
Through November 15th, okay. And obviously, you're looking to eclipse that mark of 3,800. Have you changed things at all in terms of what you're going to do, or is it going to be the same thing?
It's primarily going to be the same thing.
Okay.
We've just upped our goal and how many miles we're going to run, and it's going to be up to 1,000 miles.
Up to 1,000 miles.
Yep.
Wow, so for 1,000 cans.
Yeah, so looking for 1,000 cans, and anything over that's just
bonus.
Great.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we hope we'll get over that 3,800 can mark you made last year, and I got a feeling you will, because this is a great community for things like this. And if they want more information, Nick, how do they get more information about what you're doing?
We're going to be posting flyers around the town and local businesses that has all the information on there. And they can contact the Coast Guard station at 989-362-4428.
All right. So you guys are getting in shape and getting ready to do that biking, swimming, and running, huh?
Yeah, we are. Actually, let me make a correction right there.
Yeah.
The last four are 4429.
4429.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. And, of course, you guys are always in shape. You're always out there patrolling the waters. Now what do you do with the Coast Guard, Nick?
I'm a Bosun's Mate Second Class is my rank and title.
Okay.
I'm the one who drives the boats and conducts the law enforcement.
Oh, all right. Now, you guys get out on the water quite a bit?
Oh, yeah. We're out every day.
Yeah.
We have patrols scheduled for every single day that we're on duty, so.
All right. But there's always somebody there if somebody wants to start dropping off cans.
Always.
You betcha. All right. Well, thank you for your service and the time you put in to keep our water safe. We really appreciate that.
All right. Thank you.
Nick Poklemba from the United States Coast Guard, the Coast Guard Station Taos, who start their can drive, their non-perishable foods drive, tomorrow through November 15th. And Nick, I'm sure we'll catch up with you every once in a while and find out how the drive is going for you guys. We'd love to keep in touch with you, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Nick, thanks for joining us here on Sunrise Side today.
Thank you.